Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. So last week we talked about heaven, and this week we're talking about heaven some more. We don't really know a lot about what heaven's going to be like, but we know the best and most important thing, which is that we will be with God. We will get to see God face to face. And in the book of Revelation, John talks about a vision that he had of a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem, which is a city coming down to the new earth. Boys, I need you to stop. New Jerusalem coming down. Now, here's the thing. Jerusalem was the most important city for the Israelites. It was the most holy city that they had because that is where the temple was. And so that was where God lived. That was where Jesus went with the disciples. And before Jesus came, the people all went to the temple to worship God because that was where God lived for them. So to have Jerusalem, a new city made by God coming down to earth, was really important for the Israelites. Now, I want you to close your eyes for a minute, and I want you to picture a brand new earth. The grass is always green, the flowers are always blooming, the birds are chirping, the cows are mooing, there's all sorts of animals wandering around. There are lions and lambs, but instead of the lion chasing the lamb, it lies down next to it and it's its friend. When you fall down, you no longer scrape your knees or your elbows, you don't break your arm or your leg, there's no more tears. There's no more pain, there's no more anger, there's no more hate, there's no more war, there's no more death. You can open your eyes. So that world is a brand new earth that God is creating. Everything will be beautiful and everything will be perfect. And the best part about it is that God will be there because John says that God will come down and God will live on this brand new earth with us. We will see God face to face. We will no longer pray to God by closing our eyes and thinking in our head or saying our words out loud. Instead, we will see God face to face and we will get to talk to him just like we're talking right now. We will get to see him and be in his presence. We don't know a lot about heaven, but we know that we will be with God. Now, I want you to think about the best dream that you have ever had. And that is just a small picture of what heaven is like, because heaven is better than anything that we could ever imagine. So now we're going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for how very much you love us. Help us to always remember that eventually we will see you face to face. Thank you for making a place where we can always be with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.